Good afternoon on this Super Bowl Sunday.
下午好，在超级晚的星期天。
Today is a Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to do a sermon today called How God Helps Us Overcome the Culture of Shame.
今天是超级晚的星期天，我们今天想要处理信息是请帮助我们克服我们文化上的羞怯。
So please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书一章二十六。
While you're turning there, I've got a few announcements. So today being Super Bowl Sunday,
今天是超级晚的这样一个星期天，是一个很重要的日子。
I just want to get a show of hands of who's cheering for the two teams. There's Patriots, which would be the East Coast, and then on the West Coast, if you're a West Coast fan, it'd be the Seahawks. How many people are cheering for the New England Patriots? Raise your hands.
请问你们支持谁？东海岸的新英格兰的爱国者队？
Robin was the first person to raise his hand.
还是西海岸的西雅图的？
How many people are cheering for the Seattle Seahawks?
Seattle Seahawks.
There's more Chinese people on the West Coast. We got to cheer for the West Coast.
让我们都为西海岸来欢呼。
So this is an open invite. It's a bit last minute. We've been talking about upstairs. We're going to be hosting a Super Bowl party at our house today at 5 o'clock.
今天在我们家里，我邀请大家来参加我们家的超级晚的 party.
Everyone is welcome, including the Patriot fans.
五点钟，每个人都欢迎，即使你支持爱国者队。
You might just be sitting in the back.
请你坐在后面。
Our address is up there.
这是我们家的地址。
Our street is a little narrow, so just try not to block anyone's driveway, but there'll be plenty of parking. And we just ask you to bring your favorite drink or your snack. We'll provide dinner, but if you could bring a favorite snack or a drink.
我们提供食物，你来的话带饮料和点心就可以了。
And we've got about 25 chairs, so if you have a folding chair and you have time to go home, please bring a folding chair with you.
如果可能的话，你可以带折叠椅到我家里来。
Now, just an approximation, so I can kind of estimate how much dinner to order. How many people would be interested in coming to the party today at 5:30?
有多少人有兴趣到我家里来参加今天在我家的 party? 请举手，这样我可以 order 给你们大家。
Once again, everyone is welcome. Feel free to stay for a short while, long while.And of course, one fun part of the Super Bowl is the commercials. I've seen a few of the commercials. There's a lot of good commercials that we get to watch together.
我们欢迎所有的人来。
Secondly, in advance, want to wish each of you happy Chinese New Year in advance. Last year, Super Bowl and Chinese New Year were the same weekend. This year, Chinese New Year is 3 weeks later.
去年，超级晚和中国文化年是同一天。那这今年呢，超级晚比中国新年提早了。几个星期，所以我给大家拜早年。
So how many people are going to be celebrating the year of the goat? Raise
多少年要来？多少人想要庆祝羊年
there, quite a few goats.
在家里。
Okay, wonderful. Congratulations. It's going to be your year.
如果你属羊的话，今年是你的本命年。
We have been upstairs doing a series for the past 3 weeks on Christ above culture.
在过去的三周里面，我们青少年在楼上聚会的主题是耶稣基督超乎文化。
And of course, this coincides well with Chinese New Year coming up.
正好这个主题也暗合了中国将到的新年。
So these are some of the topics that the youth have been covering upstairs. This is today of February 1st, how God helps us overcome a culture of shame.
今天二月一号，我们今天要讲希望神能够帮助我们战胜羞愧感，文化中的羞愧感。
And one of the things that's interesting, about 20 years ago, in 1994, there was the first Asian-American sitcom called All American Girl.
在20年以前，有这样一个亚裔文化背景的一个团体叫全美。
It wasn't very popular, so it got canceled after half a season.
所以他没有获得很多的欢呼，没有很多人参加。就是这样一个团体。
So 20 years later, almost year 2014, 2015, there's going to be the second time ever on a major network in America, an Asian American comedy show called Fresh Off the Boat.
20年以后，现在美国主流电视台开了一个这样一个节目，叫 Fresh Off the Boat. 刚刚下船的新人是这样一个新的电视节目。
So I'm only putting here in the announcements because it's a rare thing when Asian Americans, especially highlighting a Taiwanese family, is going to be on prime time. It's a rare thing.
这是一个非常重要的事情。为什么呢？因为这是第一次主流电视台在黄金时段播放关于来自台湾的一个亚裔美国家庭的这么一个电视连续剧。
So it's about The memoir, it's based on a memoir of a gentleman named Eddie Huang, who's from Taiwan, raised in Orlando.
这是一个台湾籍的华人，他叫 Eddie Huang, 他的一个回忆录。
So I have not seen the show, so I can't vote for it, but I encourage this as a good family discussion. There's going to be two episodes this week. I think it'd be a good chance for you and your children to be able to talk about some of the things that are in the show.
我虽然本人没有看过这个系列剧，但是它一周播放两集。我觉得如果你们全家看的话，会在家里引起很好的话题。
He actually has quite an interesting life. He was kicked out of school in high school. He made it into law school. He quit his job at a law school to start his dream of becoming a chef. So he's now a celebrity chef.
这个作者 Eddie Huang 呢，他有一个非常有趣的一生。他去过他读书的时候，他在一个法学院读书，然后呢，他离开了法学院，成为一个很成功的职业厨师。
So I've been reading his book the past couple months, and this is one of the quotes that he has in it.
在过去的两个月里面，我一直在读他的书，这是他的摘要。
He says, "In a Chinese family, the table is perhaps the most important space that we have."
他说在一个中国家庭餐桌是一个非常重要的沟通场所。
And I firmly believe in this, especially as we approach the Lord's table today.
我觉得他说得很好，尤其是今天我们将要来有这个 communion 的 service.
RCCA Church, the table of Jesus is the most important space that we have in the month.
在教会里面，这个神的桌子是我们非常重要的一个节日。
And so here, based on our culture, based on our upbringing, based on our experience, and based on our faith, we have something that coincides very well.
所以根据我们的每个人的文化背景和我们的成长的情景，包括我们的信仰，在这里有一个很好的结合。
And so whenever we eat together with the youth, we make sure that everyone has a space at the table.
当我们在跟青少年用餐的时候，我们要确认每个人都有自己的空间在桌子。
And whenever we get together, this was just a few weeks ago at Yang Gong's house, we want to make sure that everyone has a space at the party.
几周以前我们在开 party 的时候，我们在永刚那里，我们都邀请了每个人在桌边上都有自己的空间。
And so Eddie Huang continues to say, "It is where we gather. It is where family dynamics in all their mess and dysfunction and beauty play out."
所以 Eddie Huang 在他的这本书里面就讲到，对亚裔美国人，餐桌是这样一个重要的一个地方，所有的重要的事件都围绕着餐桌发生。
In a family-style meal, and of course he's talking about the Asian meal, he says you see the diversity of our personalities and the drama of our lives echoed in the narrative of the food.
你在一个中国家庭吃晚饭的时候，你发现用餐的时候可以折射出各种各样不同的性格和特点。
And I want to use this quote today to kind of this metaphor to get us thinking about communion, to think about our culture, and to think about our faith.
这是一个比喻，我想用这个比喻让大家引起大家的思考，想想我们的圣餐，想想我们的想想我们的信仰。
He concludes the phrase by saying, "In the story of the Chinese family table, a complete meal balances salty and sweet, sour and spicy."
在一个完美的中国餐桌上，是一个完美的甜酸苦辣的一个平衡。
And so I've been encouraging the youth, especially last week, that this I think represents us. Some of us are sweet. Some of us are a bit more spicy, like my wife. She's very fiery sometimes when you wake her up in the middle of the night.
这个很像我们这里在座的人。有的人性格上非常的甜，有的人喜欢有点微辣。
And so together, when we celebrate, we prepare actually for the tough moments of life.
在一起呢，我们就一起来准备面对生活的艰难时刻。
As many of you know, most recently, our family, we went back to Seattle to celebrate and to also mourn, more so celebrate the life of Lorena's grandmother, who was a founder in their church.
最近你们有很多人知道，我跟 Lorena 回到了西雅图的家，来其实是来庆祝Lorena 的外婆的这一生的过程。
So as Lorena paid tribute, I really did not know Lorena's grandmother that well, but through the funeral service, I have to say, first of all, it was one of the best life celebration services that I'd ever been to.
我虽然个人对 Lorena 的外婆并不特别熟悉，但是我对这次葬礼印象深刻，这是一个办得非常好的葬礼。
She was surrounded by family and friends, over 400 or 500 people from the church that she helped found.
他的外婆这一生帮助建立了一个教会，他最后的一程是由四五百个教会的人和家庭围绕着。
And it was also, I guess, in a sort, a family reunion. All the great grandchildren got to play together.
同时，也是一个家庭的重新的重聚首。他的曾祖曾曾曾孙一代都重新聚在一起。
And it got really my in-laws and Lorena and I talking about our upbringings.
我和我的丈人和丈母娘一起讨论那个孩子的成长。
How in the life of Lorena's grandmother she softened over time.
她的外祖母是怎样在这一生中面对坚强和坚强面对困难的。
It also gave me really great insight into Lorena, and I understood more about how Lorena was raised, because ultimately she was raised through her parents, who were raised by her grandparents, and some of the values.There.
同时这样的重要的场合呢让我更加认识 Lorena 她是怎样被她父母养育的她的父母又是怎样被她外祖父母养育的
So I want us to think today about some of the way that we were raised
所以这样的文化传承让我想到我希望大家来考虑一下自己是怎样被养育的
We were born in different parts of the world
我们来自于世界各地
We are different ages
我们年龄各不相同
And yet we gather usually once a week, twice a week, as a family here.
但我们在这里，我们一周聚一次到两次，像一个家庭一样的聚集。
So it's with that in mind that we begin the sermon today. Every human being in this world, man, woman, child, we bear the image and the likeness of God.
所以今天的信息是每一个男人、女人和小孩，我们都取我们的形象来自于神。
No matter what society, no matter what culture tells us, we are created equal.
不管我们来自于什么文化背景，我们生而平等。
We are each somebody.
我们每个人都是重要的人物。
When each of us came to know Jesus, we were in a sense nobodies.
当我们每个人来初见耶稣基督的时候，我们每个人都是无名小卒。
But Jesus has made us somebody.
但是耶稣基督让我们成为了举足轻重的人物。
Jesus has made us worthy.
耶稣基督让我们成为一个配得上赞美的人。
I want you to say that to your neighbor left and right to them and tell them that. Say, Jesus has made you worthy.
耶稣基督把我成为一个有价值的人，帮助我成为一个有价值的人。
We're going to continue to do exercises like this today.
我们今天将继续做这样的练习。
And though this is the truth, many times we don't feel like we are somebody.
有时候我们并不感觉到我们是一个举足轻重的具有价值的人。
So RCC, I want to encourage you with a few verses today from the Apostle Paul.
所以会众，我今天想让大家读一读保罗使徒保罗的经文。
And we pick up today in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26. I'll read the three verses in English, and then Sister Lei will read them in Chinese.
我们今天的经文是使徒保罗的哥林多前书一章26-28节。
I begin with this. Let this be an encouragement to you this afternoon. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy when God called you.Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose the things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important.
哥林多前书一章26-28节，弟兄们呐、啊。可见你们蒙召的按照肉体有智慧的不多有能力的不多有尊贵的也不多神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧又拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的以及那无有的为要废掉那有的人
In the English, it's highlighted twice. God mentions the word shame in verse 27, citing it twice as a tool.
在27节，羞愧这个字被提到了两次。
A teaching tool that God uses to help us understand the new power dynamics of the wise, the weak, and the teachable in the kingdom of God.
所以羞愧在神这里是一个用来教导我们的工具，让我们认识到什么是有智慧的人、软弱的人、可教导的人。
While God uses shame as a teaching tool,
神用 羞愧作为一个教导我们的工具。
Shame throughout the beginning of time, from Adam and Eve to cultures of today, spread out all over the globe, have used shame in different levels to shape their cultures.
在圣经里，在史前，从亚当到夏娃，一直到今天，人类都有体验着各种不同层次的羞愧感。
So I begin by asking, how have we experienced shame in our own personal life?
所以我现在想问一下，我们每个人在你个人的生活里面，你是否体会到各种程度的羞愧？
Shame is an experience common to every person in this world.
在这个世界上，不论你来自哪个种族，你都一定能够感受到有多少的羞愧感在你的生命里。
The amount that shame plays a part in society and a culture varies.
但是这个羞愧呢，在各个文化程度和社会里，它的程度是不同的。
By now, as we've immigrated to the U.S., we've realized that shame plays a more widespread impact in our upbringing than perhaps other cultures here in the U.S.
因为因着我们的移民到美国，我们可能多少发现了，当我们成长的时候，羞愧给我们生活中带来的影响是不同的，在各个不同的世界不同的角落是不同的。
So no matter what a culture a person is from, shame is something that is understood universally and emotionally.
所以不管这个人来自于世界哪一个地方，他都有感受到情感上有羞愧这样一个经历。
So I'd like to clarify a little bit about what we're talking about when we define shame.
让我们先来澄清一下什么是羞愧感。
Charles Darwin's described it in these physical descriptions. It's where your eyes start looking downward.
当一个人查理达尔文他是这样描述，当一个有羞愧感的人，他的形体特征上有这样一些特点。
It's when you begin blushing more.
你呢就眼睛会往下看。
And typically also there'll be a slack posture.
你呢会脸红，而且呢你会有一个慵懒的懒惰的一个姿态。
Emotionally, shame is the negative and painful feeling of humiliation.
所以在情感上，当你感到羞愧的时候，你实际上是由一个是一个负面的情绪带来的，感到自己的行为愚蠢。
Caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior.
你会感觉到被羞辱，会感觉到压力很大，是因为你做错的事情和愚蠢的行为。
So I repeat this, no matter what culture a person is from, shame is something that is understood universally and emotionally.
所以作为人类，无论你来自世界任何地方，你都会有羞愧感。
We've been defining upstairs what culture is, and we defined it last week upstairs as culture is the way that you think,the way that you act, and the way that you interact with people.
我们在青少年聚会的时候，我们同时也定义了什么是文化。文化就是你如何的思想、行为和别人沟通的这么一个情况。
So in the US of A, issues across the country are viewed differently based on where you live, because each region has a specific response towards certain topics and certain customs.
所以在美国这么一个疆土广域的地方呢，对同样的事情，在美国各个不同的地方会有不同的反应。
So, for example, we think differently all around America about gun control, equal rights, the military, racism, taxes, healthcare.
比如有争议的话题呢，在美国呢有这样几个，比如说有枪支的管理和控制，关于平权，关于军队，关于人的关于税收，关于人的种族，关于健康等等。
And so at RCCA, though, we were born in different parts, in different times, in different generations, and yet, I'm going to guess that we all kind of think similarly.
但是在我们磐石呢，各色人等呢，我们虽然来自于不同的地方和出生于不同的时代，但是我们有共同的思想状态。
And while I'd like to think it's because of our Christian values and because of our Christian beliefs,I'm going to argue that actually it's more because of something else. It's because of our similar Asian culture.
不仅仅是在于我们有相同的类似的基督教的背景，其实也更容易解释是我们有相同的文化背景。
That's the power of culture.
这就是文化的力量。
It can cause an entire group of people from different times, from different parts of the world, to gather together in a place and have a similar perspective, even when we are transplanted halfway across the world to a new country like the USA.
所以文化的力量就在于即使我们已经移民到美国来了，它都能够影响我们的思想状态和说话行为方式。
So together, And you know, once again, this is coming from Lorena and I thinking about the stories and the interaction we heard with her about her grandmother's life.
所以在一起呢，我们都一起经历了我们如何成长的，从 Lorena 的外婆的这么一个经历一生上。
Her parents' life.
还有 Lorena 的父母的生活。
Her uncles and aunties' life.
还有她的叔叔和阿姨的成长经历。
And we could see even amongst the cousins, the idea of shame is very prevalent.
我们会发现在华裔的社会里面羞愧感 是一个非常主流的情绪
Together many of us have experienced growing up in an immigrant Chinese household The cultural values harmony, collectivism, and family are very, very important in our way of living
在我们华裔不管你是什么背景的华裔我们所倡导的一个主流价值观是和谐是集体主义是以家庭为中心的这样一个生活方式
We were raised not to show any weakness.
我们被教导，我们成长过程中，我们被教导不要显示我们生命中的弱点。
And so Asian shame is associated deeply with feelings of loss, with abandonment, and the third one here I highlighted in blue, maintaining an image of perfection in the Asian community.
所以对我们亚裔家庭来说，羞愧感是跟失败感、被遗弃感以及不能够达到一个完美的印象连在一起的。
And that's why this year I changed the parent meetings to be one-on-one. And in our parent meetings, which is going to take longer than I thought, this is what I have been hearing in our family parent meetings together.
所以这个月呢，我跟我们青少年的家长进行一对一的谈话。
This also comes from my experience as a pastor and speaking at many Chinese churches across North America.
我在北美，在各个华裔的教会都有做过讲员。
Having grown up in a predominantly Asian and Chinese metropolitan of Vancouver.
我本身也成长在温哥华的华裔社区。
This next phrase is a good summary of what many people feel.
所以我发现呢，有对亚裔社会呢有这样一个总结。
During my childhood, I never had a conversation with my parents where I expressed feelings of anxiety, confusion, anger, disappointment, or hurt. Without permission to show emotions, I learned to bury such feelings.
所以这样的总结是这样的，就是在我的童年和青少年时代，我没有什么机会跟我的父母对话，我没有什么机会来表达我的不安、迷茫、愤怒、失望以及伤害。因为我没有被获得允许来表达我的这些感情，所以呢，我学会了隐藏我的感情。
In psychological circles, this is called a false self.
在心理学的范畴呢，这个就叫伪自体。
Because the reality and the vitality of life is cut off from a person who refuses to acknowledge any feelings or thoughts deemed unacceptable to them or their culture.
伪自体的意思就是说，当一个文化不赞同我们表达我们真实的思想和感受的时候，那生命的活泼和现实就跟我们真实的为人所分割开了。这就是伪自体的定义。
And so Sam Louie, who's an award-winning television news reporter, now he's a psychologist, he says, for millions of Americans, this false self is a defense and construct needed to protect the ego as we strive to earn approval and acceptance. Unless it is confronted and torn down, the individual will stay locked in a cycle of cultural shame that can stifle his soul that craves to be released from bondage.
Sam Louie 呢是一个获得艾美奖的电视媒体的新闻记者，他有这样一句名言，他就说，对于成千上百万的亚裔人来说，他有一个伪自体，他其实就是建立的，是为了获得这个社区的赞许和认同而自己建立的防护，这样呢，他就能够发现自己能够更被好的被这个社区所融合。然后呢，这个人呢，他实际上是很难被这个枷锁所释放。
So if you notice that last word says bondage, he continues to say, to get out of these negative feelings, we thereby strive to work our way out of this bondage.
所以呢，亚裔呢，我们为了离开这样一个负面情绪呢，我们就拼命的工作，以期这样能够使我们获得自由，离开这个羁绊。
And so as Asians, because we're fixed on honor, we learn to pursue achievements as a means to save face.
所以我们亚裔呢，就是特别的看重名誉，我们希望能够通过追求成就来帮助我们挽回我们的面子。
If someone has lost face, he or she feels humiliation and embarrassment for letting down family, culture, self, perhaps the church.
所以当一个人觉得没有面子的时候，就是他觉得他为了他为自己的家庭和社区丢脸的时候。
And this is where it gets interesting, because this is very different than Western culture and North American society as a whole.
这个和美国的北美的这个美国文化是截然不同的。
I'm going to argue today that it's very different from the biblical model that God gives us in the Old Testament in Genesis and in the Gospels.
而且这个跟这个圣经在旧约里面对这个门徒说的话也是不同的。
I want to add one more footnote here, side note. You can see Asian-shamed action when someone commits suicide.
我这里有个注解，你可以看到亚裔当有人自杀的时候。亚裔的这个羞愧的表现。
Mainly Japan and some Asian countries, taking your life is seen as an honorable way of atoning for public disgrace and expressing one's deep sense of shame.
所以像日本和东亚这些国家呢，很多人被自杀呢，被常常会认为这是你表达自己羞愧的一个方式，采取表达羞愧的一个极端的方式。
So as we get into how God views shame and how God can restore us, I want to talk about the difference between guilt and shame.
我在这里呢特别想区分一下什么是负罪感，什么是羞愧感。
For youth, pay attention especially because this is going to be important for us to have these definitions for the next few weeks. Guilt can be healthy since it acknowledges mistakes we need to correct and leads us to think of ways to rebuild ourselves and our relationship with others, including God.
这两个概念常常被偷换，但事实上呢，负罪感有时候可能是健康的，它让你认识到自己做错的事情，从而能够改正自己做的不好的地方。
Guilt is an important part of remorse.
负罪感呢是一个人道德建造的一个重要的方面。
I mean, remorse is what I think we all use as a test when we determine if someone's really sorry to us.
悔恨是当你发现有人对你深刻的道歉。
Shame, by contrast, is a perverse and distorted belief that we are inherently unworthy of love.
与之相反的呢，那个羞愧感呢是完全不同的。它是一个偏执的和扭曲的信念，认为自己不配得爱。
Consequently, when you feel shame, instead of wanting to be corrected, you feel that you deserve to be persecuted, punished, tormented.
所以当一个人有羞愧感的话呢，他不会去纠正自己的行为偏差，反而呢他会觉得自己配得上这样的压迫和惩罚。
So guilt stems from the sense that my actions are wrong. Shame is a sense that I am wrong, that I deserve to be persecuted and punished.
所以负罪感呢，它根源于一种情感，就是他认为我的行为错了。但是羞愧感呢，它根植于一个认识，就是认为我本身错了，我呢，于是呢就配得压迫和惩罚。
It is absolutely crucial that we understand that even when a person denies guilt over certain actions, the sense of shame is much harder to escape.
所以这两个定义是不同的。所以有可能呢，当一个人他不承认自己有犯罪感的时候，他心里面其实也很难逃自己羞愧感的责任。
So where does shame, where does all cultural shame begin?
所以羞愧感是从哪里来的？
The very first result from sin mentioned in the Bible is shame.
在第一个圣经里提到的人性的罪性里面，第一个罪性就是羞愧感。
The theme of the shame runs throughout the whole Bible.
整个一个圣经从头到尾都贯穿着这么一个主题。
We see it from the very beginning with Adam and Eve.
从伊甸园亚当和夏娃的故事就开始了。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 25 says they were both, this is Adam and Eve, naked and unashamed.
在创世纪二章二十五节，圣经里就提到亚当和夏娃两个人赤身裸体，并不羞耻。
But then in chapter 3, they fall into sin, they disobey God, and all of a sudden there is a change.
然后到了第三章的时候，创世纪就描述到，当他们两个人犯罪了以后，他们两个人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己赤身裸体，便拿无花果的叶子为自己编织裙子。
The very first result we read after they eat the forbidden fruit is that their eyes of them, the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. And so they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings.
所以当亚当和夏娃犯罪了以后，他们直接的结果就是他们感受到了羞愧心。
What was the first thing that they did after they realized that they were naked and they were shameful? They tried to cover themselves.
他们一有羞愧心了，第一件事做的就是用无花果的叶子想要遮盖他们的羞耻。
And in the same way, when a person attempts to cover their own inherent sense of shame, their I'm not right with, sometimes we cover it with accomplishments, just so that it hides us, it will only be a temporal fix. It will be short-lived.
同理，当我们现在的人感到有羞耻心的时候，我们第一反应就是要用自己的成就来遮盖我们的羞耻心。
I want to make this clear that even though this is a tough topic, shame, and it's deeply entrenched, and perhaps some of us probably have had really negative experiences.
所以羞耻心是一个很难讲的话题，因为我们很多人有非常负面的经验在这个上面。
This next 6 minutes is the most important part. This is the most important part of any sermon where we bring encouragement from God.
下面的六分钟是非常非常重要的信息，是从神来的鼓励。
So listen up, RCACA. I say this encouragingly, lovingly. When we fill our lives with achievements to get some relief from shame, it will be short-lived.
所以这是一个非常重要的信息，就是说，当我们想要遮盖自己的羞耻感的时候，无论你想用你的成功和成就还是努力也好，这个遮盖都是短暂的。
That temporal sense of relief that you might get from achievement.Like that shame has disappeared, like the fig leaves, you'll soon have to find a new covering.
就像亚当和夏娃用无花果的叶子遮盖自己的羞愧，你所用的遮盖马上也就会烟消云散的。
I don't want you to think about other people when I say this next phrase. I want you to think about yourself first, because very often we think about someone we know and we point to their problems. I want you to think about ourselves. That's why a person who uses, say, material things,or money to mask his or her shame has to keep on getting more.
所以这件事情请先不要站在别人的立场上为别人考虑，先反思自己。当自己你有羞愧感的时候，当你追求金钱和财富来不停地遮盖自己的时候，你实际上会发现你需要更多的金钱和财富来继续遮盖自己的羞耻感。
That's why a person who uses relationships, romantic or sexual, to mask their shame has to keep on getting more.
所以很多人他寄希望于通过一个罗曼蒂克的一个关系，从男女关系上来遮盖自己的羞耻，但是这就是为什么他这个遮盖是短暂的，因为他不停地需要寻找下一段男女关系来遮盖自己的羞耻。
Another thing I want to say is whatever that you have made your covering from shame, it will eventually begin to irritate you.
另外一个呢，就是无论你用什么方式来遮盖自己的羞耻感，马上这个羞耻感就会让你觉得更加的厌烦。
That covering that you're using, you're going to end up hating it in the end because it wasn't meant by God to cover your shame.
你自己找的遮盖的方式最终会让你讨厌这件事情的，因为这件事情本身并不是用来遮盖你的羞耻的。
That's why people who try to use the Asian ideal perfect family to cover their sense of shame, it won't work.
这就为什么有时候我们亚洲家庭，我们希望用一个完美的家庭形象来遮盖我们的羞耻，这个实际上是，这是行不通的。
You're going to crush them under your heavy demands.
你将使你家人感到有巨大的负担。
There'll be decades of resentment.
你的家人将对你有长时间的愤怒和痛恨。
That's why I'm very careful with people who I put in positions of leadership and service.
所以我要对这些人我就要谨慎，不要让他们放在领导的位置上。
I want to make sure that people aren't serving out of some sort of religious duty to cover shame.
有的人因为他在那个有各种宗教上的服饰，他用这个服饰来作为他遮盖他的羞愧。
People that serve in church to cover their shame will because they typically have found two things, that they're very irritable.And they ultimately get more mad at God.
所以当我们想试图通过宗教上的服饰来遮盖自己的羞愧的时候，我发现有两个情况会发生。一个情况就是他们可能会展现出一个轻度的亲密对神，或者他们是非常容易被激怒。
The fact is that a person can never cover their own shame, no matter what achievements they try to cover themselves with.
事实是，没有任何一个人可以用自己的方式来遮盖自己的羞愧。
RCCA today, I want to encourage you with the second thing. That RCCA today, I want to say this with encouragement to each and every one of us here. God can bring hope and healing to your wounds of shame.
我想跟会众沟通的信息是，神会用他的方式给我们带来希望，用他的方式给我们遮盖羞愧。
You don't need to seek out other things to cover your shame.
神以外，你没有必要寻求别的方法。
Adam and Eve had sown their fig leaves to cover their shame, but then God comes and calls them. When Adam confessed to hiding because of his shame of his nakedness, God then said, "Who told you that you were naked?"
在伊甸园的故事里面，亚当和夏娃他们一旦发现了自己有羞耻感，他们就用无花果树遮盖了自己的羞耻，然后亚当就躲起来了。神就问他，谁告诉你你是赤裸的呢？是谁叫你吃的果子呢？
I'm going to shorten this here, but we know what happens then. God says, did you eat the fruit? Adam says he did. Once God clearly convicted them, Sid pronounced the result of sin and the curse. I want to skip this one part here, which is crucial here. God sacrifices a lamb. This is the first sacrifice that we know about in order to make a covering for Adam and Eve and their shame.
我们这里不是重复伊甸园的创世纪的故事，但是你要是熟悉这个故事的话，你会发现当亚当承认自己犯罪了以后，神就杀了一个羊来做献祭，并且用这个皮子做衣服给他们盖遮盖他们的羞耻。
But here's what this is what I want you to reread. But here's what we maybe don't think about. In order to accept God's covering for shame, His healing of their shame, they had to take off their fig leaves.
所以这个重点是，当神来医治我们，帮我们遮盖羞愧、羞耻心的时候，他必须首先把自己无花果叶子的衣服给脱下来。
They had to stand naked. They had to stand vulnerable. They had to stand honestly before God, not hiding their shame.
亚当和夏娃必须在神面前赤身裸体地面对神，不要隐藏他们的羞耻感。
Not making excuses, not denying it.
他们没有不可以隐藏他的羞耻，也没有否认他们的罪。
But once they had confessed their shame, only then was God free to cover their shame for them.
而一旦他们承认了，只有神能够有这个大能，能够帮助他们遮盖他们的羞耻。
The fact is that a person can never cover their own shame, no matter what achievements they try to cover themselves with.
所以事实是，我们作为人呢，我们本身没有任何能力来遮盖我们的羞耻，不管我们用什么样的成就，都没有办法达到这样的目的。
Let's read this last verse together. That's because the healing of shame takes place as much in the undressing as it does in the covering. Continue to read with me this next slide.The healing of shame is having someone see you in all your shame and knowing you as you are, then covers your shame. The healing takes place when God says, I see you as you are, your shame, and I will accept you and cover your shame. RCCA, do you believe that God knows you, that He loves you, and He accepts you just as you are?
所以真正的对羞耻的治愈呢，是让某些人看见你。你有真正的羞耻心，并且你知道你是谁，那当神说我接纳，我全然的接纳你，我看见你以你本身的样子来看见你，看见你的羞耻，这样呢，我就接纳你来遮盖你的羞耻。所以 RCCA， 你今天是不是相信神真实的认识你，神真实的爱你，神也能以你本来的样子来接纳你？并且神能够真正的来用他的能力来遮盖你的羞耻。
And here we realize we can have some really powerful conversations with our families by talking about the way that God accepts us and covers our shame, and the same way that we as parents can do the same for our children.
这样的一个这样一个内容呢，在家庭教育中也有非常重要的作用，就是在我们家庭的沟通中，我们做父母的如何来跟孩子沟通。
RCC, I want you to read one more slide with me here. Read Romans chapter 11, this promise here. Whoever, together, Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame.
罗马书10章11节，凡信他的必不至于羞愧。
Because shame is like a pollution in our relationship with God.
所以，这个当我们在和神的关系中呢，羞愧感就像是一个污染。
Jesus' death on the cross was a perfect answer to our guilt problem.
耶稣基督呢为我们上了十字架，它是一个完美的答案，来回答我们对于负罪感的一个问题。
Jesus' crucifixion was also a perfect answer to the shame problem.
而耶稣基督登上十字架也是一个完美的答案，来对待我们的羞愧感的问题。
He, being Jesus, endured the cross, despising its shame.
所以耶稣基督呢，实际上是因着摆在前面的喜乐，他忍受了十字架的苦难，看清了这样的羞辱。
We began in with Adam and Eve in Genesis. We've been talking about 1 Corinthians, and we turn to Revelations now. On the cross, our naked Savior, keep that in mind, our naked Savior took responsibility for our spiritual nakedness, and now with the veil of the temple torn, we can approach our holy God without shame. To all who believe in Him, He offers white clothes to cover our shameful.
所以从亚当和夏娃的伊甸园到哥林多前书这样一个章节，我们最后到了这个启示录，那我们就是认识到耶稣基督实际上是他以上十字架的行为为我们承担了责任，为我们承担了我们灵魂上的赤裸的这样一个羞耻的遮盖。
Aren't those wonderful promises from God from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible?
所以神在耶稣基督所以神呢就在圣经里面对我们有这样美好的期许，那就是信他的，他提供白衣给我们穿上，遮盖我们赤身的羞耻。
My friends, today at RCCA, we have freedom from shame, both cultural and spiritual. If you agree with me, please say Amen.
因着神的救恩，所以我们能够在文化上和在灵上都能够不再有羞耻心。如果你同意我，跟我一起说阿门。
I want to close with one application. I just feel God's Spirit telling me to say this. That another question I have is this: Are we participating in shaming others within the church?
所以我感到圣灵在对我说话，让我提醒大家说，在教会里面，我们是不是有参与让别人感到羞耻的事呢？
And you know, no matter which part of you are on the gossip or this or that, I mean, I'm on your side. It's sometimes intentional, sometimes it's unintentional.
有时候我们有意的、无意的，在做一些传播一些闲言碎语，让其他人到一个羞愧的情况中。
Even in our good intentions, we might actually end up shaming someone.
有时候我们是好意的，但是有时即使这样的好意，也会给别人带来羞耻感、羞耻心。
Sorry, I just felt like I needed to say that. I close with a statement. It was Eric Liu was a former speechwriter for President Clinton.
也有一个叫 Eric Liu 的人，但是不是新航，他是叫刘伯川，他是前总统克林顿的发言稿的撰稿人。
He wrote a book called The Accidental Asian. He closes his book with a powerful.Encouraging poem that his mother read for him at his wedding.
刘百川呢，他有一个著名的书，他发这个书的名字呢叫《偶尔身为亚裔》。他在这个书的结尾呢，他用了他妈妈在他婚礼上读的一首诗来表达他的思想。
His mother said this on his wedding day. We release you. Our own fairy tale compels us. We will not ask you to realize our ambitions, to exact our revenges, to redeem our mistakes.Our hands are open. We give you our blessing. Go, make up your own story.
这首诗呢，在这个叫《偶尔身为亚裔》的这本书的最后呢，他是这样讲的。他说：“这是他妈妈在他婚礼上给他读的。他说：‘我们放你走，因为我们有自己的童话。我们不会要你去实现我们的理想，执行我们的复仇，弥补我们的失误。’”我们张开双臂，我们祝福你们，去吧，去编织你自己的故事。
RCCA Church, can we raise our children with that level of openness?
所以会众们，我们可不可以用这样一个开放的心情来养育我们自己的子女？
Can we do the same for each other in the church?
我们能不能用这种超越文化的开放来彼此对待？
So church today, I want to bless you.
所以我今天想说会众今天我要、祝福你们
We release you from your shame
我们要将你们从羞愧中释放
Our gospel from Jesus compels us
因为我们耶稣基督福音的信息帮助我们
our hands are open we give you our blessing
我们张开双臂我们祝福你们
So go let's live out the gospel story
去吧活出福音的故事的荣光